back to 32 Fans. I'm Alex Chester. With me, as always, is Wheels Wienerker. Wheels, how's it rolling?
It's rolling well. Excited. I feel like we're at a fun time for the podcast. This is episode 199, right?
Yep.
Let's catch people up on what we're doing these few weeks. So this is 199. We're doing topics, and then I played a game with Zach Brooks. Then next week, episode 200, we're going to do an AMA. We already got a lot of questions, but please send in more for questions for both you and I. And then separately or together, I'm not sure how we're going to do it. I guess we'll see how many questions and what the, you know, how it works time-wise. But any questions you have for either of our wives, they'll be joining us for the first time. Your wife's been on the podcast before. My wife's probably been in the background yelling at me. But, you know, they'll actually be on formally, hopefully. You can't guarantee. My wife, we've already had about 7 or 8 fights about this. And it's one of those things. I don't know if you have this where, like, you ask for something. It's like, all right, but that's going to be held over your head until it's over. It's like if your parents are coming to visit next week.
You've traded like a month worth of sex to get her on the podcast.
it's almost like let's say your parents were coming to visit next week and your wife was like annoyed about it. And then anything that happens in the next like 8 days until they come, it's like, well, your parents are coming, so you have to like do X or Y. The key is to ask for a favor like 10 minutes before you need it. So there's no like the holding it over your head thing. Because once it happens, you can't threaten like not doing it anymore. So,
yeah.
Anyway, so hopefully I can't until she gets to the, it's like Kentucky Derby. Until she's like actually in the barn, you don't know if she's actually going to be there. It's like Kawhi every game this season. Like,
no, it's the same with my wife.
Yeah, we can't guarantee either of them are there. I feel like your wife has a history of actually like being on the show. My wife is very private. Like, she isn't on social media at all. She doesn't care what anybody thinks in any capacity. I mean, she's embarrassed by me, so it's not totally true. In theory, if she wouldn't be like, you can't go outside like that, you look like a moron, like, that's more of like, oh, that's a reflection for her. But she doesn't care what anybody thinks about her, and so she doesn't, like, she has no interest in doing it. To her, it's like, oh my God, I'm being in front of literally, you know, however many people listen to the show. To her, that's like intimidating. She's not like a public speaker or anything like that. But yeah, so our wives, AMA with us also. Next week, 200, and then 201. Do we want to say what we're doing for 201? We're excited about episode 201 also.
No, not yet.
Okay,
make it a secret. Make it a surprise.
All right, fine. But 201 and maybe 202, that might be a two-parter we're pretty psyched for.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get in. People liked the topics last week, so let's go rapid fire. Let's start with the NBA playoffs.
You want to start with the NBA playoffs where, like, nothing has happened? All four series are boring, basically?
Yeah, it's depressing because it looked like it could be one of the most exciting playoffs ever. After last year, there were a lot of duds. And, I mean, who would have thought that last week I came on and bragged that everything I said was super prescient and I was getting everything right. And now, you know, everything is flipped. And other than, you know, my predicting the Warriors would win. You know, the Sixers look like garbage. The Cavs look amazing. That, you know, they look ready to lose every finals game by 45 points, which is what's going to happen. I mean, it's going to be an unwatchable finals.
But LeBron's just on another level.
He's on another level, but if the Warriors lost Curry, you'd still expect him to sweep the Cavs, right?
I mean, even last year, the Cavs got one game out of them, didn't they?
I just think they're better. If they lost Durant, then, you know, the Cavs would probably win 2 games. But I think even if they lost Stephen Curry, like one of the 5 best players in the NBA, they would still probably sweep the NBA Finals.
No, I don't think so. I think LeBron would steal one for sure. Even as it is, I don't think it'll be a sweep.
I mean, this is really like 2007. I mean, Love, you know, could have a good game once in a while, but
yeah, but
there's
LeBron in LeBron in 2007 was one of the best 2 or 3 players in the NBA. LeBron right now is the best basketball player we've ever seen.
Yeah, no, I agree. What makes it more amazing? I mean, 2007, the East was absolute trash, but I mean, Bobby Gibson and Drew Gooden were like starters on that team. Ilgauskas's corpse. And this team could be worse, you know, from 3 to 15, like take out Love. I mean, a few weeks ago, you would have said Rodney Hood is probably the 3rd best player. He's getting DNP CDs and probably getting kicked off the team after not coming in the game.
Yeah.
J.R. Smith shouldn't be in the NBA anymore.
Well, he had a good series. Him and Korver had, you know, shot
yeah,
well.
Yeah. But like J.R. Smith, if his name was you know, John Smith, but he wasn't, but it was a different guy. Like that, a person with that skill set, if he was a free agent after this year, would be lucky to get a veteran minimum based on.
I mean, that's true for everybody on that team, but Love. Now, Love, to be fair, had a good series.
Yeah.
Against Toronto.
Yeah, but I think a team with, you know, better players and a better coach and sort of more of an idea. Like, listen, I'll tell you what, Brad Stevens is going to figure out how to shut down Kevin Love. He might not be a big enough genius to shut down LeBron, because I don't think anybody ever is. But now, how about this? All right, next topic. Brad Stevens, best coach in sports right now.
Okay, so I'm gonna play a little bit of the contrarian here. Mm-hmm. Brad Stevens is obviously incredible, but the fact that Boston has been close in these games against Milwaukee and Philadelphia is a testament to Brad Stevens.
Yeah.
And the fact that he can turn third string point guards like Terry Rozier into, you know, borderline MVP candidates the way he's playing in the playoffs. But the fact they've been close, credit to Stevens. The fact they're winning is that there's a lot of luck involved, right? I mean, it went to seven games against Milwaukee, and if the ball bounces slightly differently, they lose that series. Yeah. And again, they should have lost. They had much less talent, but they had a coaching advantage. And in this series, they've been incredibly lucky. It's 3-1, and it should be 2-2 or maybe even 3-1 Philadelphia.
Right.
Well.
I mean, obviously, there was about 10 or 11 plays in Game 3 that if I was a Sixers fan would keep me up at night. Like any one of them individually,
reverse any one of them
would have been a nightmare. And the fact that they just inbounded the ball essentially to the Celtics eight times in the fourth quarter and overtime.
And that's why I don't think it's a done. I think the series is going seven games.
Well, listen, I said to you at 3-0 because I'm so annoyed with Simmons. And we could talk about him in a second. I'm so sick of these Boston fans. Like at least acknowledge like how good you are and stop whining and thinking the world's out to get you. He's complaining about the refs like he's in seventh grade at every game.
The refs
want this team to win. He's a grown man.
He's out of control.
No offense.
But listen, here's the thing. If Philly can win game five in Boston, not easy. Again, I understand that, but they have more talent. If they can win game five, they're coming home. They have game six at home. I think we could see a game seven. Obviously, Boston is still, you have to give them at least 65-70% chance to win this series. But I don't think the series is a done deal because Philly is the better team.
They'll find a way to blow another game. That's my problem. That's why I think they might even lose game five. I just think that
I just thought when Boston took the 2-0 lead on the series, I thought at that point, it's a lock that LeBron's going to the NBA Finals again. Because I just, you know, LeBron, I could see
you
LeBron
think he's rooting for Boston in this series, right?
For sure, yeah. For sure.
He has to be, right? Yeah. I mean, it seems impossible, but they almost have like better players than Boston, even though they have bad players.
I mean, again, Rozier was a third-string point guard. He plays behind Kyrie and behind Marcus Smart, and I don't understand how he's playing
so well.
How
about this? Rozier, if he didn't have... it's Rozier. That's how all these guys have always been pronounced.
Rozier?
Yeah, it's Rozier. It's like your story of not knowing how to pronounce certain names because you were like... Yeah. You grew up in jail.
Okay. Go ahead.
With no TV. And I think Rozier wouldn't even play for the Cavs, who play like Jose Calderon. You know, if not for Brad Stevens. Next topic, Kawhi. Simmons, another whine of his, is that no way he would trade Jaylen Brown, who's not really good, and Jason Tatum and a draft pick for Kawhi Leonard, one of the five best players in the NBA. If you're Bill Simmons, you have to drive those guys to San Antonio if you get offered that.
No, there's no chance that Boston would trade Brown and Tatum for Kawhi.
Let me ask you a question. What are the chances that Jaylen Brown ends up being a first all-team All-NBA guy?
Okay, both of those players.
It's basically a zero. There's no guy who shoots 60% from the line. It is. There's no reason to think he would be one. He wasn't the first pick in the draft. Like, there's no reason to think that Jaylen Brown, who...
I think you're very wrong.
With a great coach, has probably already maxed out his talent.
He's ahead of the pace of like Paul George for given where he was at this age. I think you're being ridiculous. He's ahead of where Kawhi was at this age.
What? Why do you think
Kawhi couldn't shoot either?
What about him makes you think he can't shoot? What about him makes you think
he can't shoot? He's 21 years old. A lot of guys can't shoot when they're 21. Kawhi couldn't shoot. Kawhi couldn't shoot at all in college. That's why he dropped to where he dropped in the draft.
I mean, Kawhi has skills that nobody else in the history of the league has had. Like, the point is there's no reason to think
you're not rational
that
on Kawhi.
Either it's like maybe this guy could become the homeless man's Kawhi. There is no reason to think that Jaylen Brown scored 14 points in college, okay? He couldn't hit a free throw in college. That's an indicator of whether you could eventually become a good shooter. If you can hit free throws, then the Chip Englunds of the world can teach you how to shoot. He's a 65% shooter from the free throw line. At this age, Kawhi, they're the exact same size, 6'7", 225. At this age, Kawhi was already shooting 82% from the line. He was obviously an infinitely better defender. I'm not saying Jaylen Brown is garbage. I'm just saying there is no reason on earth that this second-team All-NBA guy, who in his second season with the best coach in the league was a one-win share player, is magically going to become a good player. So who cares about Jaylen Brown? And now we're talking about freaking Jason Tatum versus Kawhi? I think I know who I want. Let's not... listen,
first of all, it's Kawhi at $45 million versus Tatum and Brown on rookie
It doesn't
contracts.
Matter. This is the NBA. You okay. need a superstar to win. Okay. And if Kyrie Irving is never going to be there because he's literally always injured...
Okay. The Spurs already have three of them, okay?
They have three what?
They already have three All-Stars.
I don't understand. I don't get it.
Horford is an All-Star. Hayward is an All-Star.
That's the Celtics. You said the Spurs.
Excuse me. The Celtics. Okay. And they have two guys. I would rather have those two for the next 5 years than Kawhi for the next 5 years. Given the contracts, given the injuries.
I mean, it's not even an opinion. That's ludicrous. You win with superstars in the NBA. This team, I mean, Horford is...
So you misunderstood why Bill Simmons is insane. Bill Simmons said that it was a ludicrously offensive trade proposal. And he's right that the Celtics would never accept it. But the reason that what Simmons said is so offensive is because all Simmons does all day is
I understood why you thought it was dumb. Yeah. I'm just telling you, like, if you want an absolute first-team All-NBA superstar, yeah, you're going to have to pay up for it. When they asked Pop, how come you didn't trade LaMarcus Aldridge last offseason when he demanded a trade, Pop said, because nobody offered us Kevin Durant. Like, he's not just giving these guys away.
Yeah, but, I mean, that was also negotiate. That was leverage. And also, they worked it out, right? Aldridge decided to come back. A lot of guys say they want to leave and then change their mind. Kobe, Aldridge, et cetera.
Yeah, I mean, that could happen here, too. And now there's talk that maybe Kawhi would be okay with staying with certain conditions, but the Spurs are totally done with him. So, yeah.
Well, let's see what happens with Kawhi. We don't have to talk about Kawhi right now. This is not all about the Spurs.
All right, yeah, fine. Let's move on to baseball. All right, you give me your Twins. I'll talk about the Mets for a second.
Well, I mean, the Twins lost 12 out of 14, and they looked like the worst team in baseball, and they were like completely embarrassing. And
how dare you say the worst team in baseball when the Mets are playing the Reds, who don't even look like they lose in Triple A.
We lost a series to the Reds.
You lost a series to the Reds?
Yeah,
they're so bad.
I agree. When the Twins lose four in a row to the Yankees, one of which I went to, that's to be expected because, you know, the Twins, the Yankees is the biggest lopsided team versus team in American sports other than Browns versus Steelers. But the Twins were losing to everybody. But now, partly because Cleveland's really scuffling, Cleveland's only 500. So the Twins are actually tied with Cleveland in the loss column and are just a game back in the division right now, having beaten the Cardinals today again. And the most exciting thing is that they now have two pitchers under the age of 22 who actually throw fastballs. The Twins, I saw their average speed of pitch, they were 30th, 29th, or 28th, one of the bottom three in baseball, every single year from 2010 until this year when they're up to ninth. So it's like a new Twins, and it's exciting. The Twins are becoming like, you know, a closer version of what the rest of baseball has been, what the Mets have been, for example, for most of
Don't base your team on the Mets. Build around hitting, not around pitching. Buy veteran starters who you know will stay healthy. That's sort of.
Well, I mean, Jake Odorizzi, he had a good game today, finally. But, you know, because the veterans the Twins signed to be like, their number three pit starters have been struggling until the last couple days.
Well, Logan Morrison is OPSing like 400. That's good.
Yeah, well, no, but now he's actually, now the last three or four days, he's hit
a little bit.
Runs.
Yeah. Buxton's not healthy, right?
Well, yeah, Buxton being hurt. Yeah, Buxton hasn't played since like the second week of the year, so obviously that's a big problem.
Your best player has been Eduardo Escobar.
Escobar, I think, has like the sixth highest OPS in baseball, dating back to like last August 1st or July 1st or some ridiculous number. He's been absolutely incredible, which is why I thought they could sort of survive the suspension of their shortstop for PEDs at the beginning of the season. The concerning part as a Twins fan is like we've now had like six or seven like really high profile prospects in like the last decade plus. Like Maurer, Morneau, Buxton, Jason Kubel. Every single one of these guys had massive, massive debilitating injuries that like had a huge negative effect on sort of their career outcome. And I just wish like there could be one Twins like top prospect who could go through a career or at least like the first, 10 years of his career without like major, major injuries. It's really depressing.
Yeah, but I think every team has that. It just seems like
we literally do not have a single one who's stayed healthy.
Well, we don't have any prospects, the Mets, so. And you know what's funny?
You had four ace pitchers.
Well, two of every single one of them has missed at least a year. Every single one of them. Some of them have missed 3 years.
But in the case of like Morneau and Maurer, concussions are like a permanent thing. It's not just like, all right, we're gone for a year, we get Tommy John, we come back.
Right, and there aren't a lot of baseball concussion issues.
Except for the Twins.
Right. You have the Farquhar guy who's now out for the year. But it's pretty rare, relatively rare in baseball. What's funny is also it was such a big deal that so many players weren't signed in March. People were like, oh, my God, how come these good players aren't unsigned? And, like, so many of them are bad. Like, you guys signed Lance Lynn. We signed Jason Vargas.
Well, Lynn, Odorizzi, and Morrison, right. We got all three of them for nothing. And all three of them, but because we paid him so little, it's fine.
Right. But the Mets sort of went early with those guys, and they gave Jason Vargas a ton of money, and he's, like, been worse than Lance Lynn so far.
Yeah.
Vargas' ERA is like 20. I'm not even joking. That's not even an exaggeration.
Here's a really weird thing about the Twins. So, of course, we got Addison Reed from your team, who's pitching the eighth inning, because in the ninth inning they have Fernando Rodney. Now, the Fernando Rodney experience is sort of an infamous roller coaster.
3 RA, 2.5 whip, usually, is what you get from Fernando Rodney.
Well, okay, but so here's the thing. Last year in April, he allowed like 16 runs and 13 innings or vice versa, just absolutely miserable. And then the rest of the year, he had like a 2.50 ERA, a sub-1 whip. His numbers were like incredible from May 1 on. This year, it's been the exact same thing. He was abysmal in April. He blew like 3 or 4 saves. But now in May, he's had like 2 or 3 great games in a row. So I don't understand this guy. Why does he just start May 1st every year?
Yeah, that's why don't they build the whole plane out of the box?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like Mark Teixeira used to be like that every year for the Yankees.
Yes. Yeah, Teixeira would take April off. Do you have any hockey takes?
Yeah, I mean, I picked the three-peat. I thought Pittsburgh, you know, in our pool, for example, I thought Pittsburgh was going to win. Every year, I always used to root for Washington because, you know, I felt bad for them. And then when Ovechkin became such like a hardcore Putin supporter, I sort of like stopped rooting for them as much, to be honest. But, you know, but trying to remove that part of it, it's nice to see Washington finally, you know, get over the hump and beat Pittsburgh in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, I don't especially, first of all, I feel like we should root, like Ovechkin is like this number one, like Putin stan. I'm not a big Ovechkin guy.
Yeah, but my attitude is sort of like, if you want to start looking into the politics of your star, like,
yeah,
athletes,
no,
like,
for sure, that's true.
You're going to be a lot of disappointments
there.
It's
true, it's
regardless
true.
Of, you know, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, whatever you
it's
are.
True.
It's probably the case.
No, but listen, I don't have a lot to go on because I don't have a favorite team. So you look for very, like,
well, I do
things.
Like the fact that, like, so many of, like, you know, a couple of years ago, I made, like, the most cursed franchise rankings list. And, like, so many of those teams have gotten off the schneid in the last couple
of
years.
Well, I don't think the Capitals, I think Kevin Donnelly asked this in the Facebook group. Like, are the Capitals off the schneid? No, this just...
What if they make the finals and they're
up 2-0 and then they lose in six?
Like, no, of course.
That
no, they
will
have to
make it worse. They go up the list.
No,
not
I
down.
Agree. Yeah.
This is a separate thing where they just couldn't beat Pittsburgh.
Well,
and
it's sort of like the Red Sox. The Red Sox had two things. They hadn't won a World Series, and also they couldn't beat the Yankees.
Right. So similar to that, I think this will be considered a good year even if the Caps lose in 5 in the Eastern Conference Finals. I think, like, they got over that first night, and then next year they could worry about winning it all, even though maybe they're running out of time.
Well, I mean, in 2004, it sort of surprised me how easily the Red Sox swept the Cardinals, and that sort of shows that narratives and momentum and all those things are kind of bullshit, because, like, the narrative generally is, oh, yeah, you know, that was your Super Bowl. You know, that was your big win, beating the Yankees, and then they're going to lose the next round. And then, of course, they didn't. But if they had, then everybody would say, well, of course they lost to the Cardinals, because their whole thing was beating the Yankees. You know?
Right, yeah. Everyone would have said, well, they were out of steam. That's what they say, right? Like, he had nothing left for the finals.
So we'll see what Washington does.
Although those Cardinals teams were not good.
It's Washington against Tampa Bay in the East. And you know, we'll see. The best two teams in hockey all year, obviously, have been Winnipeg and Nashville. And they're going to go to a Game 7. And then
I think that Game 7 is... Even I think I have to watch the Winnipeg-Nashville Game 7.
Yeah, you told me you have not watched a second of playoff hockey.
I've watched very little of playoff hockey. It just doesn't really work time-wise.
Is it good or bad for... Well, first of all, I don't understand why the NBA... At least in the first one, they can't because there's multiple games. But as much as possible, they never have games going on at the same time. When there's two games a night, one starts at 8, one starts at 10.
Sure, they'll start a game at 6, which is weird and doesn't even happen in the regular season. They started the LeBron game at 6
to avoid that. The NHL does the opposite. They schedule both their games at the same time.
I mean, you know,
look
at who runs them. It's like, how could, you know, you're asking why this incompetent person does something where the obviously competent person doesn't manage to make that mistake.
It doesn't make any sense to me. But yeah, is it good for the NHL or bad for the NHL if Las Vegas wins the cup this year?
Well, I think the first thing you have to think is you almost have to remake the expansion rules, because I assume you're going to go to 32 at some point, because it's weird to have an odd number. No league has really stayed an odd number for a long time.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't really matter in the NHL. Less than, obviously, football and baseball literally cannot have odd numbers. Well, football can. Baseball literally can't. Football, it's weird and they try to avoid it. Right now, football obviously has the perfectly symmetrical schedule where you wouldn't.
But I don't think there's another market out there for hockey.
Well, really, the answer to hockey is 26. Get rid of Carolina. Get rid of Florida. I guess keep Tampa, but I mean, get rid of Phoenix. The Maple Leafs?
I can't comment on some of your proposals for professional reasons.
Okay.
I'm against getting rid of teams. So I'll leave it at that. But
yeah, it would be good. There should be 40 teams in every sport.
Yeah. Well, okay. So here's the thing. Obviously, if you're an owner of another team in the NHL, you're pissed, right?
Yeah. Well, basically, it comes down to in football, they give you no opportunity other than like they don't even give you the first pick in the draft for a football expansion team, right? They give you like pick 5 or something.
Well, the NBA, the same thing. Yeah, you're not allowed to have it for a while.
So, it's almost like the rules were broken and we made it too easy for you to get good players as long as you're willing to take on these contracts that people didn't want. And obviously, the Penguins making a crazy mistake. Having their Hall of Fame goalie had one bad year.
I mean, that's part of the thing.
Yeah.
We've seen
the best team
in
the NHL handed you their star player. Like, it's a little bit different than it would almost be like if the Patriots had assumed that Tom Brady was shot and, like, here, Texans, take him.
Well, okay. So we've seen for 20 years in hockey that if any goalie can get hot in the playoffs. And if a goalie gets hot in the playoffs, he can take a mediocre team deep into the playoffs. I mean, we've seen that over and over and over. Now, usually it's the guy gets hot in the playoffs, not like a whole regular season. Which
I mean, it's obviously more than that, right? Because they've been dominant for most.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but and so I mean, it just doesn't exist in another sport because even in baseball, you can get a pitcher, but he's only pitching, you know, every 3 or 4 days.
Sure, right. It would be nice to get Clayton Kershaw, but if you had 24 AAA guys,
and we saw like Joe Flacco turn into like a Hall of Fame quarterback for one playoff run, and they won a Super Bowl. But we don't see that usually.
Of the four sports, what do you think? Obviously, hockey's not the answer. What sport would be the hardest to have a season one expansion team champion?
Given the existing rules in those
sports?
Yeah,
given the existing rules, sure.
I mean, I would just say the hardest to win would be basketball, for sure. It'd be impossible basketball. It's impossible. You cannot win in basketball without superstars.
Yeah, but why couldn't you? No, but you have free agency in basketball. So I think basketball is almost like hockey. What if an expansion team offered
So you're saying
LeBron
and a couple other guys would decide to all join an expansion team?
Let's say it was in Vegas and he wanted to go to Vegas, like for whatever reason he wanted to, or like his agency got
buys the team
and Bill Simmons was yelling about it. And like that in theory is realistic. Like he's like, I'm going to retire unless you change the rule, that can happen.
I mean, that can happen in any sport, I guess not football.
No, but basketball, one guy can change it. Like in theory, if Kevin Durant or, you know, the best player in the NBA, Kawhi Leonard, demanded to go to a different team.
So then if you're saying that's possible in basketball, then I guess the answer is football.
Yeah, so no. So, right. So football. No, I think baseball. I just think you need so many pieces that are impossible to get without paying. Because if you got prospects, they don't pay off right away. Like in theory,
they
could.
Hold on. You just said a hypothetical. Okay, first of all, here's the thing. In baseball, you can make the playoffs with 85 wins as a wild card. And then anything can happen in the playoffs, right?
How do you get to 85 as an expansion team? I get the only way would be if you were like a big market expansion team. I'm going to spend $160 million in payroll in year one.
You just brought up a hypothetical of the best two or three players in the NBA all joining an expansion team in basketball. If that's true, then for sure every free
agent baseball can't do
can
that because if you sign the two or three best players, you still wouldn't have a good team. You would have like Stanton and Kershaw and then nothing. You'd be like the Miami Marlins a few years ago.
But if money is no object, you could sign
obviously in baseball you could buy a championship. Because there's no salary cap.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, you're right. The way you win in baseball is because you have guys who are performing above their value because they're on rookie contracts, and that allows you.
But in baseball, you need 15 pieces, and it's extremely hard to get those pieces in year one.
Yeah, but football's harder because you need 46 pieces.
Yeah, no, for sure. You could build an offensive line, you could luck into a quarterback, but there's not
a lot of free agents available. Right.
Good free agents, anyhow. You could, like, cherry pick. You could get, like, well, you know what you could do? You could be like, I'm getting all the guys who nobody wants because they don't stand for the national anthem. Do you know that NASCAR is dying? Like, NASCAR, where everyone stands for the national anthem, is literally dying. Like, you could buy it for, like, $20. You probably know. Someone probably offered your law firm, like, $50 to buy it. NASCAR is dead, so I every time like some like Ben Shapiro dweeb like tweets about I can't even watch ESPN anymore because it's too like yeah why is the sport where that's the most patriotic basically has gone from being like the more popular than baseball 5 years ago to literally non-existent anymore?
Okay, so your hot take is that politics does not affect a sport's popularity. Okay,
All right, so Chester, let's move on to the next thing.
Yeah, so let's turn to the topic at hand today. Now, let me say for the record, and hopefully it'll go really well and I'll be wrong, but I'm against this, and that's why I'm actually going to drop off and you're going to do this with the guests without me. You know, you love to do like Alex Guess's stuff where you ask me questions, and I've told you, like, I don't think it sounds great on the podcast when you're asking somebody questions and they're like, pausing and guessing
answers.
And
I said, no, it's okay, because you can edit out every gap where the person is thinking.
Forget about the gaps.
Which
it's
you
just
did.
It's not fun to hear somebody guessing something. So, but maybe I'll be wrong. So, maybe. You know, I don't, yeah. So, we'll see. I'm going to drop off. You're going to bring
spoilers.
This guest on.
Correct.
you're going to play a game with him. And, you know,
if
and
people don't like it, we won't
wrong.
Do this again. I mean, we might do like a quick spoiler game that takes 5 minutes, but we won't do this again. Or we might have to do this again. No spoilers.
Well, it's okay. If I'm wrong, we'll do it. You know, we can do it every week if we have people who want to.
Well, I don't have enough money. We're giving away $100 of my money in theory. So I don't know if I could do it a few times, but I don't know if like this podcast could be like $5,200 if we do it every week. That's $5,200 a year in the negative. At a certain point, my wife would get mad.
Okay. So I hope you lose all $100 today, and then we'll see.
Well, eventually, got to like raise the stakes. It'll become like who wants a million of Keith's dollars.
Yeah. all right. All right, Keith. So let's
see how it goes. All right, I'm excited to introduce our newest segment. This could be the only time we ever do this. I'm also giving away money, so if I end up giving away too much money, it's definitely the only time we're going to do this. So ideally, like, this guest fails miserably, or, like, does okay enough to, like, where it's interesting, but not too good that, like, it takes all my money. But he won't take all my money, because we're only starting with $100. This segment is called Win Akiv Wieneker's Money. We're going to have a guest come on who's never been on the show before. I'm going to ask them almost like a trivia question, not one that they could answer, but one that they could deduce by essentially playing a form of 20 questions where they narrow down the answer to the question I'm going to ask them. And every question they ask costs money. And if they could solve it in just, let's say, 10 questions and each question costs $2, they could win $80. But more realistically, they'd probably solve it in something like 20 or 30 questions and win something like $40 or $60. All right, so first let's welcome in the guest, and then I'll explain the rules to him. So for the first time ever, pleased to welcome on Zach Brooks. How's it going, Zach?
You got to stop saying first time ever. I've been on before.
Oh, shoot. What?
I was on last year for the March Madness preview.
Oh, as a March Madness fan?
Yeah, just to talk about, like, we just went through the bracket for the 2017 tournament. And talked about who we thought was going to win.
I'm going to be honest. I don't remember that at all. You might be making it up.
No, that 100% happened. You can Google it, and you know, you can get your answer.
Wow.
To that.
And how was the episode received? Did it go over well?
Maybe it's like a Mandela effect thing where, like, I think this happened, but it didn't actually happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm ready to win your money now. I'm ready to do deductive Googling.
All right. So you don't know anything about what we're going to do, correct?
I don't know anything about anything. So this should go great.
So this new segment is called Win Akiv Wieneker's Money. You're going to start with $100 on the board.
Sounds good.
I'm going to ask you a question. It's going to be a movie-based question. You're going to try and figure out the name of two movies that I will explain which two they are in a second.
Okay.
Or not which two they are, but what the category is. And every question you ask is worth $2. Except if you ask me an actor's name, like, is Tom Cruise in it? That's only $1.
Okay.
But there are two forms of $5 questions that you know, ascertain much more information, therefore have to be more expensive. And that is, how much money did the movie make? Those questions are worth $5. And what year did the movie come out? Any year-based question, if you're trying to narrow down or ask a specific year, those are $5. So again, $2 questions, except the cheap question is actor in the movie is $1. The expensive questions are how much did it make and when did it come out? $5. The only question you cannot ask is Hangman style question. You can't say, like, does it start with an L, does it start with an A? Yeah, because otherwise we'd just play Hangman, because that would really be the accurate way to do it. If I mean, maybe that would be like a $10 question, but we're not allowing those because this is just Hangman.
If I ask about decade, is that a $5 question, or is that just a
yes? That's
question?
A $5 question.
Okay, so anything about the year is a $5 question.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So now here's the game, Zach. I have been married for almost 14 years, because I'm an old man who got married when I was a teenager.
Yep.
I have seen, since I got married, and my wife's not a big movie person, since I've been married, I've seen, in the theater, two movies, one with her, one without her, in the past 14 years. Your job is to guess which two movies I have seen in the movie theaters in the past 14 years. I'll give you a starting date. I got married August 22nd, 2004.
Okay.
So you can start from there. There's no movie. The movies will not be from before then. And so we're going to start. We're going to guess the movie separately to not confuse people. So you're going to start with the movie I'm terming movie A. That's all you know about it in terms of, you know, so you have to guess them separately. you'll start with A. So again, you have $100, but you have to figure out two movies. You have, you know, the money's on the board, the time's on the board. Are you ready to begin? Do you have any questions before we start about the rules?
No, I mean, I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions, but I don't have any rule-based questions.
Okay, so but the rules make sense, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think it all sounds good. I can't believe you've only seen two movies in the theater. This is not one of my questions. This is just a life question.
Yeah.
You've only seen two movies in the theater since 2004?
Correct. Only two movies in the theater. One
That's
with
insane.
My wife, and one with my friend Josh Grashin. That's it. Okay.
All right. My first question.
Yes. Movie A.
Movie A. Did that movie win any Academy Awards?
No. This movie did not win any Academy Awards. You now have $98.
That was probably a waste of $2. All right. Would you consider this movie a blockbuster?
You're going to have to ask a more specific question than that. The questions need to be yes or no questions.
That is a yes or no question.
Yeah, but that's subjective.
All right.
Like, if you would say, was this movie in a blockbuster, then I could try and figure that out. I don't know, but that's a silly question to me. I'm not answering. I'm not charging you for that. While Zach thinks, if you're thinking to yourself, hey, how come Zach gets to win some money? Although after the first question, you're probably assuming he's going to win no money.
I'm going to win no money.
And how come Zach gets to win the money and not me? Zach was the only person to ask to play the game, and he also asked multiple times, so he definitely was going to get to play the game.
I only asked once, I think.
No, you definitely emailed us back and said, bump, when we didn't respond.
That's true. All right, so does movie A have over 80% on Rotten Tomatoes?
Ah, good question. The answer is no.
Does not have over 80%.
And that's on I assume you mean critics. I was answering from critics.
Yeah, that's like the only one that's real
on
there.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Is movie A a comedy?
The answer is yes. So you now have $94 remaining.
I'm wasting so much money here. Is movie A a one-word title?
I cannot answer any questions about the title of the movie, as we said.
Oh, right. Okay. I don't want to waste any actor questions. Are sports involved in the plot?
No.
Okay.
$92.
Is...
Now, again, if you're budgeting at $50 per movie, you have 25 questions per movie just to get... That would be to get zero. By the way, the rule should be... I should have set up that you have to pay me if it gets... Because I tested this out with a couple people, with past guest Jordan Kalish, no longer banned, and I believe he earned $32. And Alex Kunz played the first half. We never got to the second half, and he got it really quickly.
Oh, wow.
Movie A. So it is definitely a doable game. I've already played it twice, and I would have given away $32 and about $50 the second time had we finished.
All right, so I can ask, is the movie before 2010?
Sure. I mean, that will count as a $5 question, but it's...
Yeah, but that at least will narrow it down.
Sure. Yes. Okay, so is that your question?
Yeah, because that splits it in half, so...
Did it come out before 2010? And you had 92, right? So now you have $87. Yeah. No, the movie did not come out before 2010.
So it's a recent movie.
$87 left.
You said it did not come out before 2010, so it's
correct,
after 2010.
Correct.
Okay.
Did not come out before 2010. Well, it doesn't mean it's after 2010.
Oh.
It's 2010 or after, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I was thinking then, I was like, oh, maybe this is like an old movie that had like a re-release in theaters.
No, right. No, there's no trick questions here. $87 for Zach, still on the board. Movie A. Came out 2010 through 2018. Comedy, didn't win any Academy Awards. And you could play along at home by not asking any questions. You're probably still going to figure it out at some point.
Did Judd... This isn't an actor question. This is a creator question. Is this a Judd Apatow movie?
Well, you'd have to elaborate, first of all.
Did Judd Apatow write this movie?
Judd Apatow did not write this movie.
Okay.
That's a $2 question.
Even though that's not an actor question?
I don't think that counts as an actor question.
Right, so wasn't the actor question $2?
No, the actor question was $1, you mean.
Oh, okay.
The actual question was $1. This is
$2. I had that reversed. Okay.
So you're at $85. See, I would have said, did Judd Apatow write or direct, probably, to get a bigger...
I couldn't remember if he actually directs movies or if he just writes.
Right, I don't think he... Right, you could only direct a finite amount of movies. You could have your fingers in a lot of movies.
Right. Is Will Ferrell in this movie?
Okay, Will Ferrell, not in the movie. But that's only a $1 question. So you're right. $84.
Is this an animated movie?
That's a good question. No, not an animated movie. $82. By the way, we're definitely going to mess up the money, so, you know.
Yeah, like, among other things.
If you're playing at home and I say 82 four times in a row or something, whatever. $82 left for Zachariah Brooks. What's your Hebrew name, Zach?
Oh, man. Don't ask me that question.
What's your Hebrew name?
I used to know this, and I do.
Oh, you forgot. Oh, I thought it was like something embarrassing.
No, I just don't remember what it is. I don't think anybody's asked me that question in a long time.
That's fine. I just figure, like, Zach, maybe it's like Zachariah.
Yeah, I think it might be. It was...
Okay.
But, yeah, no. That's another thing I have to think of. Is the lead a male or a female?
Okay, so I'd say Kuntz and Kalish asked the same question when we prepared. When you say the lead, like, if this was the television show Friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then, like, who's the lead? So I'm just going to go by the first person listed on IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay, that was what I was going to say to do.
Okay, fine. So your question is it a man?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now you have $80 left.
I got to do better than Jordan Kalish at this game. That's going to be really embarrassing.
You're in $32. I think maybe struggled the first one, got the second one quickly, but I'm not sure.
Yeah,
you also realize certain clues as you go on.
Mm-hmm.
$80 left for Zach Brooks.
Eating away money. Is Owen Wilson in this movie?
Owen Wilson in the movie. See, the thing about actors, one of the interesting things about making it cheap is, like, if you nail an actor, especially if you have an age range of just 7 or 8 years, you're pretty golden, right? At that point, you're just guessing the names of movies.
Right.
But knowing that Owen Wilson is not in the movie, which he is not, you're down to $79, gives you very little extra information.
Yeah, well, I mean, Owen Wilson was in a lot of comedies.
Yeah, yeah. But no, I guess it's not a crazy guess.
Yeah, anyway, I guess that would be more before 2010.
$79 left for Zach.
Yeah, so I'm going to do this actor thing a little bit. Is Jonah Hill in this movie?
Is Jonah Hill in the movie? No, $78. By the way, I like, even though I know, like, Jonah Hill was not in this movie, I'll still like Control F, because sometimes in comedies nowadays, like, actors will make like a 1 second cameo,
right?
Like famous people. $78 left for Zach Brooks.
Is James Franco in this movie?
James Franco, is he in the movie for $1? He is not.
Man, who is in this movie?
$77, a comedy. The only thing he doesn't know anything about, it's gross. The only thing he knows about the year is that it's 2010 through 2018.
And it was live action, not animated.
Live action film, didn't win any Oscars. It's a comedy, under 80% of Rotten Tomatoes, which in fairness, almost every comedy is probably under 80% of Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah, $77
I got to pull up Rotten Tomatoes. I think that's where I should be looking.
$77.
Did this movie come out in the summer?
So I will answer that question literally. I have to check first, but I will answer that question literally. Was it released from June 21st till September 20th or 21st, whenever the summer starts? And the answer is yes, it came out during the summer.
All right.
Now, I see, I don't care. That's a $2 question, right? Not a $5 question.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, $75 left for Brooks. You don't want to start bleeding into movie B's budget before you get the answer. That would be a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
$75 left.
$75. I got $25 until I go into
right,
the
red. Until you start stealing from movie B.
Can I ask any questions about, like, why you, like, not about the movie, but about, like, what got you to see the movie?
Well, you have to ask yes or no questions.
Right.
Like, you could ask me, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know if that would be very helpful.
I don't know how helpful that would be, honestly.
Yeah.
$75.
I have like a feeling I know what question or what movie this is, but I don't want to just what. How much is it if I just guess a random movie?
$2.
It's $2 to guess a movie. All right. Was Kumail Nanjiani in this movie?
Was Kumail in the movie?
Yeah.
What movie are you thinking that you think Kumail is in it?
I'm thinking it's The Big Sick.
Ah, $73. Kumail Nanjiani. Nine Gianni in this movie.
All right. Yeah, that's also, that movie also has higher than 80% on Rotten Tomatoes.
And also, is that movie a comedy?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
I think so. I would say so.
I mean, certain movies are like they're obvious. That question makes me nervous in general, not for this movie, but like if you were playing this infinite number of times, like a lot of times that is that's a tricky question. $73 left.
Is Adam Sandler in this movie?
Adam Sandler
in the movie.
The Sandman is not in the movie. $72.
Man, there was nobody in this movie.
Wait, you asked if Kumail was in it. I may have charged you $2 for that. Do you remember where you were at?
I was at 75, and then...
Yeah, so now you're at 73. I said I charged you $2 for Kumail, so Sandler won. You're at 73 now.
Okay. Everybody's probably just, like, yelling all these questions I should be asking.
Right, or they shut it off already. Okay, so we got a comedy. There's no Kumail. There's no Jonah Hill. There's no Will Ferrell. There's no Seth Rogen.
That's correct.
There's no 80% Rotten Tomatoes. There's no Oscar.
And the main character is a male. At least the lead billing is a male.
The lead billing is a man. It's not.
That wasn't a question. I was just resetting.
Written movie.
It was after 2000, or it was 2010 or later.
Or later. Now you could narrow down the year. You could narrow down the gross of the film.
Yeah, I don't know if the gross of the film is going to help me very much. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess hard for me to say.
Well, the reason I made it five is because in theory, it could narrow it down completely, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say the movie was Avatar and it made $10 billion. At a certain point, like, you could narrow it down to one movie, right? There's certain movies that you could narrow it down pretty quickly. I'd imagine. Like, there's certain movies that, like, once you get to a number, you're almost playing hangman with numbers, right? But once you get there, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you know the year, because then there's a finite number of movies that make over $50 or $100 million in a year. Assuming this movie's one of them. All right, so we're at 73. What do you got next?
I'm going to ask another actor question.
Okay.
Is Ryan Reynolds in this movie?
Ryan Reynolds for $1.
In the movie.
No, Ryan Reynolds not in the movie, $72.
All right. Was the movie in the... I guess I'm going to have ask a box office question. Was the movie in the top 50 of the year? Top 25 of the year it was released.
The year it was released. I'm going to have to check that up. The year's release. Good question. I mean, one issue is you don't know the year it was released. And we're doing domestic, right? The easier list to find your domestic.
Yeah.
So your question is top 25 of the year it was in, and the answer is yes.
All right.
But that's a $5 question.
Yeah, I probably should ask something more specific
than that.
That's
a $5 question.
Right.
Now, I really what I would do if I were you, I don't know why I'm giving you any hints. What are you at, $66 now?
Mm-hmm.
Is, if you figure out the year, then you're cooking with fire, maybe. Cooking with gas.
Yeah, but how am I going to get, let's see. So I know it's 2010 to 2018.
I mean, at this point, you have it narrowed down to 200 movies, right?
That's true.
That's pretty good.
Was the movie released 2014 to now?
No. Okay. $61 left. Running low on cash, but also...
But I only have 4 years now.
I'm only down to four years worth of cinema.
Mm-hmm.
I really should have made it that if you go under zero, you have to pay me. That would have been much funnier. There's no stakes here. What do people care if Zach Brooks wins $50? How does that make their life? What are you going to do if you win $50, Zach?
Well, I'm going on a couple trips soon, so I will I'll buy myself something nice for my trip.
Okay.
I guess. Great. Yeah.
So we have a movie from 2000... What? I don't even remember what years you guessed.
It's 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013.
Four years. 2010 to 2013, that's a comedy.
Is Jason Bateman in this movie?
Jason Bateman in the movie. The answer... is yes.
Okay.
$60 left.
All right. That is helpful.
I would think a yes question is almost always helpful.
It's true. Is Jennifer Aniston in this movie?
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston is in this film.
Well, that was dumb because he's in two movies with Jennifer Aniston during this time period. So I definitely should have asked a different... But I think it's Horrible Bosses.
Is that your guess? Is that your question?
Yeah, that's just $2, right?
Is the movie Horrible Bosses? Yes. Mm-hmm. The answer is yes, and now you have gotten movie A at $57. You have $57 to guess movie B.
That was painful.
Horrible Bosses. Now, in hindsight, how would you have done that differently?
All right, so I think, because the box office didn't help me at all. That was a waste of a guess, or waste of a question.
I don't agree, because once you got down, if you had started there, I don't know, once you got down to 100 movies, a very small number of those 100 movies were probably comedies to start, right? And
yeah.
Take out Judd Apatow comedies, there's probably not that many. So if you had, you know, more time, maybe, I think that might have actually been...
Yeah, the problem was, too, I was trying to use IMDb to look for stuff.
Right.
And once I switched over to Letterboxd, like, you can do all kinds of filtering and stuff on Letterboxd. That was way better.
Okay. So,
for anybody who does this next time, use Letterboxd. It's way better.
You may have broken the game. Then maybe there won't be a next time. All right, so what'd we say? How much? What are you at now?
$57.
$57. Movie B starts now.
Okay. So let's see if I can take my own advice. So this is from 2004. I'm just resetting the parameters. 2004 to now.
Correct.
Since you've been married. Okay.
Yes.
So I'll just start off. Was it 2000? Did it come out in 2010 or later?
Did it come out in 2010 or later? This is a $5 question. What do we say? You're at 57 to start. You're now at $52. Mm-hmm. It did not come out in 2000, whatever you said, or later.
Okay. So pre-2010.
Pre-2010, $52 left.
Is this movie a comedy?
Okay, so I'm going based on whatever it says on IMDb and on Rotten Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
No. I also think there's, like, fewer comedies, especially, like, bigger comedies, so that's probably made it easier to get Horrible Bosses than if it was just, like... I should have made, like, the two most obscure movies of all time, honestly. I mean, these are the actual two movies I have seen in theaters, but it would have been funny if they were just, like, two movies that made, like, $50 at the box office.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you were at exactly $50.
All right.
And you know the year, you know, range from 04 to about 2010. I forget how you phrased that question.
Right. You know, I said 2010 or I said 2010 or later was what I said.
Okay, so 04 to 09 you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is this movie a sequel?
Ooh, that's an interesting question. See, I also, with the first question, I was thinking, like, if you ask, you know, was that movie a sequel, then you really have it narrowed down. But no, the answer is no.
Okay.
$48 remain.
Trying to think of, like, an actor who's just in, like, so many movies that if I ask them, it will narrow it down if they're not in it. Mm-hmm. But I don't know who that actor would be that's just, like, in everything. Did this movie come out in 2007 or later?
Or later. No, it did not.
Okay, so it's 2004, 2005, or 2006. 43. Not a sequel.
What years do you have it narrowed down to?
2004, 2005, or 2006. When did you get married in 2004? Is that September?
August.
August, okay. All right, so only half of 2004, 2005, 2006.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is Tom Cruise in this movie?
Ooh. See, that would have been a real, like, because I used him as my example before. So that would have been really something if he was in. By the way, now people will be pleased to learn 80% of the way through this podcast, I am starting to write down what number Zach is up to. You're at $41. I mean, you're probably at something much higher or lower, but that's what the count we have now.
Mm-hmm.
$41 left. No, 42, because it's an actor question. Sorry.
And what was the answer to that question?
No. It's Tom Cruise, not in the film, $42 left.
It's not a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Not a comedy. Is Will Smith in this movie?
Will Smith, is he in this movie? No.
All right. I think I got to stick with the actor questions for a minute just to try to get some cheap information from you.
$41 to go. Can you beat Kalish's $32 that he won?
Is Brad Pitt in this movie?
Is Brad Pitt in this movie? No, he is not. $40 remain.
Is the movie in... on IMDb's page for that year that it came out, is it in the top 50 of top 50 of popularity?
Yeah, I don't understand the question.
Well, because they have those popularity lists on there.
You're gonna have to. You would literally have to send me the link for me to be able to answer this question.
All right. No. I'm not gonna bother with it.
Send me the link for one of the 3 years in question. I'm sure I could just switch the year if it's the wrong year. So is this your way around asking the $5 question of how much?
Right.
The movie?
Yeah. But it's
It's interesting.
Oh. And I'm actually gonna go by Letterboxd's popularity.
All right. Send me a link, and I'll tell you.
All right. I'm trying to figure out how to get the. So this is a popularity list. And it's the top, I think this is like the top 50, the one I sent you.
Mm-hmm.
So is it on this page or would you have to click next to get it?
But your question is, the year it's in, is it on that page?
Right, yes.
So you don't know what
I'm not asking, is it on this page? I'm asking in the year that it came out.
In the year that it came out, is it one of the top, and what is it, 50?
Yeah, I think it's 50 on there.
And what is this? I mean, I'm going to allow it because I didn't think of it, but I wonder if this is like a loophole. Like, what is the popularity based on what on this website? I'm not super
this
familiar
is based
with
on, this is based on their popularity index, so like their users.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it pretty much tracks with like what was popular for the year.
Okay. Now, the only, not the only, but one of the very annoying parts of this thing is, hold on, can I get it in list form? Because it just...
I can ask something else if this is
Listen. You asked the ridiculous question. I'm gonna get it. Okay. It is not one of the 50 most popular movies of the year that it was released on the website I'm not super familiar with, Letterboxd.com.
That's unfortunate. That is not helpful.
What that means, we will never know.
Right. all right, so I have it narrowed down to 3 years, which that's like the most helpful information that I have right now.
Mm-hmm. $38 left. Do you want to just try and figure out the year?
Yeah, I probably should do that. Even though those are $5 questions. Well, I mean, is it 2005?
No, $33 left.
All right, so it's either 2004 or 2006.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I'll just find out. Is it 2006?
Is it 2006? And the answer is yes, $28 left.
All right. So there were 8,265 films released in 2006. Ooh,
you really have it. See, I would have to go back, and if I was critiquing your strategy, which I think the masses will be doing that.
Yeah, I would hope so.
I think you are now down to $28 and know only the year of the movie. And almost nothing else about it, other than or four actors' names who are not in the movie.
I also know that it's not on that first page.
It's not on the first page, so you know, like, probably know didn't make $1 billion or something.
And I know it's not a comedy.
And you know it's not a comedy.
Yeah.
I don't know if you definitely know enough to get it before we hit zero. Now, I want to make clear, this is my money I'm giving away, and in practice, I was... giving away $30 to $50-ish. That I was certainly willing to. I think it would have been hard to get like 80. I think would be extremely hard without really cracking the code. If someone thinks they've cracked it, maybe for the second time we do something like this. But I thought there was no way I wouldn't give away at least $25 here. But now, unless you guess the movie right on your next guess, we will be under $25 because we're at $28 left.
Well, I could ask a couple.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's not nitpick here. If we're going to nitpick, let's get it right here.
Yeah. Is it a fictional movie? Like, not a documentary? That's a better way to ask it. Is it a documentary?
It is not a documentary. $26 left.
All right. Because there were some documentaries that year. Inconvenient Truth and Fahrenheit 9/11 both came out that year. Could have been one of those.
It would be so random if that was, like, the only movie I saw in theaters for 10 years was Fahrenheit 9/11. Like, I only see the popular Michael Moore movies in theaters. It was like Bowling for Columbine and that.
It's too bad that you didn't... it's not Grandma's Boy, because that was a good movie that came out that year.
I don't even know what that is, so... That's
oh, really? Oh, that's a funny movie.
It's probably not Grandma's Boy.
I liked it when I was in college.
Again, this is the only movie I saw in theaters in at least a five-year span, right? What was the previous movie? Was it 2011-er? And we have this now narrowed down to six. So in 5 years before it, and probably at least 2 years before this, at least the 7 year span, maybe eight or nine. The only movie I saw in movie theaters was this film right here.
Is Matt Damon in this movie?
Matt Damon in this movie? No. 25 dollars remain.
Is Mark Wahlberg in this movie?
Is Mark Wahlberg in this movie? He is not. $24 remain. Now I think the suspense is, does Zach even earn a single dollar?
Oh, I'll get it. I'll get a dollar.
I think you will get it. I think you still have a good chance of getting in double digits.
There really weren't that many movies that, like, came out that year that aren't on that first page that I would think that you would have seen. It's the Mark Wahlberg one, actually. I was thinking it could have been the Eagle, the one where he plays the Eagles football player.
Mm-hmm.
But he was in that.
Are you going to try and guess the gross of the movie?
No, that's not going to help me at all.
Okay.
I'm sure it wasn't American Pie Naked Mile. Although that came out that year. That wasn't my guess. Is Matthew McConaughey in this movie?
Is Matthew McConaughey in this movie? He is not. $23 remain.
Oh my god. What movie would you have seen? I'm so curious what convinces you to go see movies.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, apparently, literally nothing.
Yeah. Maybe only if John Cena is in it.
Yeah, but I don't know. This is might be pre-Cena's heyday.
No, 2006 was the year The Marine came out with John
Cena. Oh, okay. So you think it would be the only movie I'd seen in theaters would be the... I would have assumed The Marine was straight to DVD. But a John Cena...
Yeah, I guess I don't know if that movie came out in theaters. It might have been straight to DVD. Is Denzel Washington in this movie?
Denzel Washington. I stupidly deleted the... I've searched everyone, even if I know it's like... I know, you know, Tom Cruise was not in the movie. I still searched it.
Mm-hmm. Just in
case. No Denzel Washington in the film. You were at $22 left.
Is Jason Bateman in this movie?
That would be wild if I had seen two Jason Bateman clicks.
That was my thought, because there was one that he was in.
No Jason Bateman in the movie.
All right.
$21 left.
My god.
I actually think if you don't get it, I'm not going to tell you what it is. I think that you need to be...
You're just going
to
drive me nuts?
No, I'm never going to tell you. Like, I'm not even going to say it on the podcast.
It's very helpful that I know that it's not on that first page that I sent you, but this is... It's like all these are the most random movies that are left.
Now, you could have emailed or tweeted or texted Jordan Kalish and said, hey, I'll split the money with you. Because he's the only person really who knows what the movie is.
I wouldn't do that. That's insane.
Because, I mean, maybe the people or person who went with me, but they might not remember because they probably see a lot of movies and they wouldn't necessarily remember which movie we saw. And the other person I played with, we only did the first movie. So nobody knows. You should have texted him and been like, hey, I'll give you... At this point, I don't know what you're going to offer him. Like, his integrity might be for sale for $50, but I think at this point, what are you splitting, $21 two ways? Like, I can't imagine he can be bought for $10.50, Jordan Kalish.
Is Christian Bale in this movie?
Christian Bale. Is he in the movie? No, he is not. I don't know why I search. No matter who you say, just to be sure, I search.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe he made a cameo. You know Christian Bale likes to make cameos in movies. $20 left. I did not anticipate how many questions we would have just because you're using the $1 strategy and also taking longer than I thought to get it.
Yeah. Is Steve Buscemi in this movie?
That's a good question because Steve Buscemi's in like every movie.
Yeah.
Back then.
That would have been a good one early on.
Yeah. This should be the first question. Is this a Buscemi movie? $19 left. No Steve Buscemi.
Is this a horror movie?
Is the first... Like, is that, you know, IMDb, I'm going by the first one. Let's say for Horrible Bosses, it said comedy, and then it said something else. I'm just going to go with the first thing it says. Mm-hmm. It is not a horror movie. $17 remain.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to get this. I'm failing so miserably.
You have it narrowed down. You know the year. You know that it's not a comedy or a horror movie or a documentary, which might have been a too specific question to ask. Could have even gone like based on a true story. Might have been a better. I really think the goal with these things is cut everything in half.
Yeah.
You know, once you get to the year, for the most part, unless I'm really coming up with some ridiculous movie, you already have it narrowed down to 100, 200. If you know something like, did it win an award or if it earned X number of dollars, you have it narrowed down again. You know, have that, and just keep on having.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would do, I think.
All right, is Jamie Foxx in this movie?
Jamie Foxx. Now, Jamie Foxx was in the first movie, right?
Yeah.
He was in Horrible Bosses. So do I only go to the movie theater and see Jamie Foxx movies? Apparently not. $16 left. We don't seem to be close.
I am not close. Is Nicolas Cage in this movie?
Is this Nicolas Cage? What was Nicolas Cage's 2006 movie?
World Trade Center.
Ah, so you're like, oh, is this World Trade Center? Again, only see 9/11 movies in theater. $15 left. No.
Oh my god, this is a disaster. All right. Just
a meltdown.
This is just, this is horrible.
The worst thing to happen to any Michigan State alum in a long time.
Oh, if only.
We should have a real Michigan man on next time. Superfan Robbie would have got this in 2 seconds.
I thought that I had a good, I was good at games like this too.
Mm.
But apparently not. How much money do I have left?
$15.
$15. Well, at least I have the year.
Right. You can't ask, the only $5 question you could ask is how much money did it make, which I think at this point is probably too late to ask that question.
Is this movie rated R? I don't know why I didn't ask
this
question earlier.
Yeah. Yes. This movie is rated R. $13 left.
Okay.
Can you sort by that on your website?
No, I thought maybe I could, but it at least
I
like,
even
eliminates...
think the website, the letterbox thing was the best question you've asked probably.
Yeah.
Because I think you narrowed out, you knocked out a lot of movies, even without knowing the year, even once you had it narrowed down to 3 years, knowing that it wasn't one of those movies, it wasn't like a Star Wars type movie, or, you know, like a real blockbuster.
Right.
I mean, ideally, the movie is a real blockbuster. That's not ideal for you, you know.
It would have been helpful if it
was on that.
Of course,
you want the, that's why Horrible Bosses is easier. Movie A is movier than movie B because, you know, movie A, I guess, was probably would have been in their year's top 60, I'm imagining.
Huh, I didn't realize they made a sequel to Payback in 2006.
That'll be a nightmare if I accidentally answer a question wrong. Like, yes, there are 4 sequels to this movie. I'm just unaware of all of them.
Right.
Okay.
Did Clint Eastwood direct this movie?
No.
Yeah, that was a waste of money.
And that's a $2 question.
Yeah, I should have asked an actor question about that movie.
$11 left.
Is Scarlett Johansson in this movie?
ScarJo. Scarlett Johansson, not in the movie.
Is Samuel L. Jackson in this movie?
Samuel L. Jackson, not in the movie. $9 left.
Oh, man. Well, that's good, because if you the only movie you saw in theaters was Black Snake Moan.
I thought you were going to say Snakes on a Plane.
No, I don't think that was this year.
No Samuel L. Jackson. I feel like that's a, you know, Samuel Jackson wouldn't have even been a good narrow down. This point, there's probably like a few movies that could fit in any year. Not now, but in 2006. What else you got for me, Brooks?
All right. Is Woody Harrelson in this movie?
Woody Harrelson.
Just give me one actor who's in the damn
movie. He is not in the movie. This is the problem with guessing actors. If they're in it,
right,
it's great, and it's only a dollar question. But if you get them all wrong... knowing that Woody Harrelson's in the movie doesn't narrow it down at all. $8 left.
Is Harrison Ford in the movie?
Is Harrison Ford in this movie? He is not.
What do I have left? Like $6? $5?
$7 left.
Seven. Can't even get that right.
I cannot believe that you
I
might not get this.
I'm not sending you my audio for this. This is never going to
I was actually thinking, like, since there's Chester's not here, there's like an 80% chance one of us is going to screw up the audio because I'm not the tech guy.
Right.
Like, and if you won $80 and then I had no audio, I just, like, gave you $80, like, to play a game with me that wasn't even recorded.
Oh, my God.
This is Will You Be My Friend for $80? This is the same.
Yeah. All right. How bad are you at this? I feel like... It has to be on that first page. I cannot believe that it's not on that first page.
I really hope it's not on the first page. I don't know what we'd have to have you back on for like another...
Wait, I thought you said it wasn't on the first page.
I mean, I went through everything, but again, it's not like I can control F like I can with is this actor in the movie.
Right. That's true. Now I feel like it's totally going to be on the first page. But, all right, I don't even know what to ask first. I'm like totally out of ideas. Is Paul Walker in this movie?
What was your question? Was top 50? Top 60?
I don't know, whatever was on that front page. I think that's like 50 or 60 on that front page.
Oh, well, the front page was more than, is 72.
Okay. Well, whatever was that front page.
Well, but that's not what you asked. You gave a no, oh man.
So did you just go through the first 50?
Kind of.
All right. I mean, it's, all right, so.
This is the best. Yeah. The letterbox thing. The annoying thing is the way you were guessing, I think you would have gotten zero, but now the whole thing is called into question because it is on the first page of Letterbox.
Okay.
Which I hated that question because again, I can't freaking control F. I'm looking at 50 tiny movie covers. A lot of them don't even say the name of the movie on them, or they do so small, like Little Miss Sunshine. I can't even see it.
Was that the movie?
No.
Okay. Was it Borat? No, it wasn't Borat, because you said it wasn't.
No,
I
would have caught that. That's like...
Yeah.
Well, this is being played in protest now.
Yeah, this is being played in protest. So forget about... It might be on the first page of Letterboxd.
So should I start asking questions? Like,
See, I don't know. This whole thing is chaos now.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get a second chance to do this at some point, I think.
Yeah, then I'll be better prepared for this.
Well, it's not going to be the exact same game. You're gonna, unless you want to wait 13 more years for me to see two movies in the theater.
Is Forrest Whitaker in the movie?
Is my uncle Forrest Whitaker in the movie?
Forrest Whitaker.
No, he's not.
So what am I actually down to now?
$6, but again, it's... one of the questions I said is wrong. Like, it is right. On the first
page
I'm looking, of that year.
Now I'm looking for the first page. Now, so had I known it was on the first page... From the beginning, I probably would have been able to get this. Because I was scrolling through, like, if you scroll through the other pages on that site, I've never heard of any of those movies. I'm like, what are the chances he saw any of these
now,
movies?
Now, respectfully, the movie I saw could have easily been on the second page.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not.
Right.
I also didn't see it before. Is this always, like, the exact same?
Yeah, I think so. Unless somebody recently liked this movie.
Like, maybe because I just searched it a couple times, it got bumped up. Because I didn't see it before.
Is Paul Giamatti in this movie?
I'm a famous Paul Giamatti hater. I didn't even like Bart Giamatti, the MLB commissioner, for like 10 minutes. $5.
Maybe from this. Yeah.
Ooh, what a disaster this was.
It was terrible.
Well, because it would have been hilarious if you didn't get it. But now you can't even blame you for not getting it. Because of how badly I kind of screwed up.
Do you have an answer to my question?
Yeah, I said Giamatti's not in it. Yeah, no, I
wouldn't. Oh, you did.
Giamatti movie. Yeah.
Yeah. What about Ryan Gosling? Is he in it?
Second page. No, I was just looking now. I'm like, how come now I can't find it again?
Oh.
Is Ryan Gosling in the movie? No.
What movie? I have no idea what you could have seen. I can't believe. So Kalish got both of them, or he just got the first one?
He got both.
Oh my god. This is humiliating. Is Leonardo DiCaprio in this movie?
No.
All right, am I out of money yet?
$3 left.
Is it Jesus Camp?
No, that would be a ridiculous movie for me to have seen.
Yeah, and it's also a documentary as well.
Yeah, and it's a documentary. $2 left.
Yeah.
$1 left, I mean.
All right, well, I don't think there's a way that I can get it without owing you.
There's not. Is it Nacho? There's no way you can get it.
Is it Nacho Libre?
It is not. You owe me $1, except, oh man, I messed up. So it's on the first page. I didn't see it. I don't know, like, how consistently the film popularity thing just stays the same, because it's, I think you said top 50 movies.
Yeah, well, I was like, this is around 50. It didn't have a number, because it's
now,
four
I didn't
per,
see it,
per...
but I also thought that each line had 15 movies. And it is on, it's just pictures of movies. It's not, like, numbered or anything. It's on line four at the end. So if each thing had 50 movies, and again, I didn't even see it there.
So it was Babel.
No.
Oh, because it looks different on my phone.
Well, I'm going to ask you where you find this movie. I wasn't going to tell you because I thought it'd be funnier, but now we got to get to the bottom of this. I mean, you don't have a guess? You don't have, like, after all this, you don't even have a clue still?
No. It's not a sequel. It's not a comedy. I've eliminated a bunch of actors.
I mean, if I told you it's on the first four lines of what I'm looking at, but we're probably looking at different things.
Yeah, I have four movies per line on my phone.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe the letterbox question was a freaking disaster.
Could be.
That I should not. I thought to not allow, but I'm like, oh, that's not going to help anybody. And at the time.
So what's the answer? Just tell me the answer, so I can.
The movie is Lucky Number 11.
Didn't I ask Bruce Willis?
No, you did not ask Bruce Willis.
Ugh.
Maybe for movie one, you asked him, but I don't think.
No, I think I thought Bruce Willis, and I never asked it.
No, you didn't ask it.
Because I looked at Lucky Number 11.
For your sanity, look on Letterboxd. What number do you have Lucky Number 11?
46.
Yeah.
Because there are 11 rows of four, and then that movie is the second one after the 11th row of four.
What do you mean 11 rows of four?
On my phone, I have 11 rows of four.
That's movies. Page one.
So that's all still on the same page.
Okay.
On my phone.
All right. Yeah. I mean, you asked the question. I definitely made the mistake. It's not like it's your fault. Even I shouldn't have allowed the question. We're going to have a replay at some point.
Yeah. I would love to come and...
For now, you earn $0, but we're going to have to give you a chance at some point to come back and earn something. Even though the segment, because it was such a disaster and I made a mistake, I don't know. Like, there will be no demand to have the segment ever again.
I think the format is good. There just needs to be...
No, I listen. And again, also the thing is, like, you do it once and now, like, we could sort of tinker with it, maybe make, like, a time limit. I wouldn't ask the actors. I do think... I mean, once you had gotten down to 60 there, you probably would have gotten it with $20 or $30, I think.
Yeah.
I think you definitely, once you had it narrowed down to the top 50 or 60 movies, wherever your question was, it would have been hard for you, knocking out the comedies, it would have been hard for you not to get it, I think.
Well, and I thought I asked Bruce Willis, because I looked, I was like, oh, Lucky Number 11, that's probably what it is.
Now, if you asked, then it's a real, if you actually asked Bruce Willis and I said no, I actually have to give you money for this. But I don't think you asked that.
I don't think so.
All right, so we're going to leave this as, I don't know, if listeners have an idea what we should do, how do we make this up to Zach? So do we just give him some money? Do we pay
this
again?
No, I
want
to earn it.
Yeah, all right, so we'll figure it out. But Zach, thank you so much for your time. I apologize time with this. I guess that was my fear. That's probably why Chester should have been here. He could have, like, figured this out. No more letterboxed questions in the future. Anything that's not like a list, like IMDb or whatever, I think is a mess. You see also how, like, one, I missed it, but two, it doesn't even look like it's in the top 50.
I don't know. I mean, it's close.
It is close. It's the 46th movie, but it did not catch my eye.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Oh, well.
Good effort.
Good job.
Yeah,
good effort.
Yeah.
What else you got going on, Zach? What are we plugging? You got in other we had a Kevin Spacey movie. Before Horrible Bosses, you are the House of Cards podcaster. So Kevin Spacey really messed up your podcasting career, right?
Yeah, he did. I think that makes it not as fun to podcast about that show.
Not as fun. I mean, are you even going to do a House of Cards podcast?
Yeah, probably not. But who knows? I don't know. That would be the big guy's decision, not mine.
Yeah, I never saw it, and I was anti Kevin Spacey and. Like, I never, it's funny, I didn't think he was a creep. Like, certain guys I think are creeps, like Alec Baldwin, creep. But Giamatti, like, I don't like him. I don't like Spacey the way I don't like Giamatti. There's just, like, something about them I didn't like. I didn't think he was, I never heard any whispers. I didn't think he was, like, a monster. And, like, now that he is, I almost feel vindicated that for not liking him. But really, I didn't like him just because of his acting. Anyway.
Well, the show was a fun show, too. It's,
I never saw one second of it, because, again, Spacey hater from day one.
Yeah, well, I was... When all that happened, I said they should just release like a write up of how it was supposed to end because I was just curious what they had planned for.
Yeah, you'll probably never find that stuff out now.
No, probably not. Maybe on Reddit.
All righty, Zach. Thank you so much for your time. I'm sorry that we could not come to a satisfactory conclusion today. I may have messed up big time, but I hope you enjoyed your second appearance on this podcast.
Yeah, this one is even more forgettable than my
first.
Well,
listen, but no, now I'll remember this, and now you've really set yourself up. You set yourself up for a third appearance. That's really what you were doing here.
Oh, yeah. That was my plan the whole time.
It was your plan. Thanks for wasting an hour with me, and have a good day, Zach.
Alrighty. Thanks.
Okay, Akiva. So the good news is you didn't lose any money.
Yep, that's great news.
The better news from my perspective is I think that we might not ever have to do that segment ever again.
Except one more time. For sure, we have to do it again. I don't know if I said this on the podcast because I recorded it yesterday. But I did tell Zach Brooks, if this was Chester, when I made the mistake, he would have, like, not only insisted that I give him whatever the amount was that I made when I made the mistake, let's say it was $40, you would have insisted on like extra money because, you know, I probably made a mistake on the first one you would have found. You would have been super annoying about it. Even though, like, the way Brooks was playing, no offense, Zach, like, he still might have gotten zero.
Yeah, he did not come in with a good game plan. It was more Milwaukee Bucks than Boston Celtics.
Yeah, no, I agree. When I did this with a couple people testing out, the way to do it is constantly splitting things in half, right? Narrow it down to 500 movies, then 250, then 125, then 60, then 30, then 15, then 7, then 3, and then
it,
you get.
It involves some advanced planning, though.
Know anything about the game. He was a little thrown off. Maybe he's not a big games guy, although
okay,
he did
listen,
beg.
That was bad enough. I'm not going to spend more time discussing why it was bad. Let's just agree to move on. And next week, episode 200 with two special guests.
And then our wives.
Bye. Yes. Awesome. Okay. Bye. זה הכל או כלום, את יודעת מבפנים שזה הכל או כלום. כשהדלתות סגורות האורות קווים, עכשיו זה רק אתה באמצע החיים. אנשים עולים, אנשים יורדים, עוד כמה תחנות, כן, נוגע בתמתים. עמוק בתוך הלילה מריח את הים, מריח את העיר, את אורך החם. שני לילות מחיפה רץ בתוך חלון, רואה שם את פניי בנוף של החלון. זה הכל או כלום, זה הכל או כלום, בגלל זה ניפול, בגלל זה נקום. זה הכל או כלום, זה הכל או כלום, את יודעת מבפנים שזה הכל או כלום. אתה יכול לשכוח, אתה יכול לזכור. מולי אישה עם ילד מביט בי בעיניי, 534 אני עדיין חי. זה הכל או כלום, זה הכל או כלום, בגלל זה ניבול, בגלל זה נקום. זה הכל או כלום, זה הכל או כלום, יודעת מבפנים שזה הכל או אתה יכול לחזור, אתה יכול לשכוח, אתה
אתה יכול לזכור. עיניי נעצמות, האורות קווים, זה רק אתה עכשיו באמצע החיים. אנשים עולים, אנשים יורדים, נוגע בכולם, במתים ובחיים. זה הכל לא כלום, זה הכל לא כלום, בגלל זה ניפול, בגלל זה נקום. זה הכל לא כלום, זה הכל לא כלום, את יודעת מבפנים שזה הכל לא כלום. כן, זה הכל לא כלום, זה הכל לא כלום, בגלל זה ניפול, בגלל זה נקום.